Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's been so many praise songs today, so much talk of thanking God, and I hope you're feeling it. But I have to admit that sometimes when I've gone to church, I just haven't felt it. Do you know what I'm talking about? I love when Paul speaks about that the light has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And it's so wonderful when we come to church in that way, and we're so excited and we're happy and we're praising, but you know that there's times you're just not into it. There have been times in my life when I've walked into church to the sounds of praise and I've been really grumpy. And nothing that is said in that service seems to help. In fact, the happier people are, the more I encase myself in gloom. Maybe I'm unique that way. Have you ever been there? You're just not feeling it. That's why I am so glad that Paul adds a very important word after he talks about light shining. He said, but. There's always a but in life, isn't there? As beautiful as this place is, even in Ephraim, Wisconsin, there's a but. As happy as we are sometimes with life, there's a but. You all know about those times. And so I'm glad that Paul puts a but in there. And he said, but we have this treasure in clay jars. Clay jars are very fragile. Clay jars tend to leak. And if you drop a clay jar, it breaks. And he's talking about us. He's talking about our humanity. That there's a treasure even in these imperfect, fragile creatures called human beings. And that God's light shines through us not when we're strong, not when we're feeling it, but most especially when we're down and out. And Paul knew about being down and out. He said, we're afflicted in every way. That was not hyperbole. During Sunday school, we found out that when Paul and Silas did a good thing for someone, their reward was being beaten up and thrown in jail. When he talks about being afflicted, he knows what he's talking about. He spent time in prison. He was shipwrecked. He had people run him out of town. One day, he was under such fire that his friends had to let him down the city wall in a basket. He knows what affliction is all about. He said, but we're afflicted, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed. We're confused. You ever feel confusion when something happens to you and you look up to the heavens and ask why? We are perplexed. He was even confused. But he said, I'm not driven to despair. I'm persecuted, but I know I am never forsaken. God is never far from me. I am struck down, but I am not destroyed. And he said, because I'm carrying in my body the divine paradox. That divine paradox is the death of Jesus, which gives me life. It's a paradox, isn't it? And yet the death of Jesus on the cross gives us life, and his resurrection gives us hope. And he said, I'm always carrying that within me so that I know that I might be down, but I'm never out. And this is the promise that we have when we come into this time of worship and our mood matches the weather. That whatever we're facing, we are down sometimes. That's life. But we are not out because we have the presence of God with us. And that's where God's power is made manifest within us. And that is the divine paradox. When we are at our weakest, we are our strongest because of the grace and the power of God. I've walked with many people who've had terrible problems, problems that should have ended in absolute bitterness. And yet, I see the sorrow, I see the heartache, but I do not see bitterness or defeat because they're carrying with them the death of Jesus, the life of Jesus, and the presence of Almighty God. And then they use their distress to heal others. I think of that man so many years ago who walked into the synagogue, and boy, was he down. His hand was withered, which meant he was not perfect. And I'm sure people around him saw that and wondered about God's judgment, and wondered why God had allowed that to happen. He must have done something wrong to deserve that. And Jesus called him out of that despair and healed him. And it is the same Jesus that is here today for those of us who feel absolutely broken and in despair. God's grace extends to us. It was thought of so many years ago that people who had abundant health, people who had abundant wealth, were God's favorites, and God had bestowed honor. But Jesus turned that all around and said, no, it's not like that. When you're the weakest, I am the strongest. How is it with you today? Are you feeling it? If you're not, he said, you know, not feeling it today. That's all right. You might be down, but by God's grace, you will never be out. Let us pray. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Would you sing it with me? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen.